Discover the charm of It's Still a Secret, South Brisbane's hidden gem. This retro beer garden is open Wednesday to Sunday and available for private bookings. Kick off the week with free comedy nights, courtesy of All Gravy Comedy Club. Then enjoy live music every Thursday to Sunday. Unwind in the back garden and groove to the sounds of their featured bands. Bring along your 4ZZZ subscriber card for a 10% discount on food. Go to itsstillasecret.com.au for more info. Proud 4ZZZ sub-discount outlet.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess.
Bryce.
And Bianca.
With your 11am Zlines. In local news, Monash IVF has refused to release details of a review into two catastrophic incidences after a woman gave birth to a stranger's baby in Brisbane and another was implanted with the wrong embryo in Melbourne, sparking calls for national IVF regulation. In Brisbane's incident, the woman was implanted with a stranger's embryo, an error which was not discovered until the baby was born, and the parents wanted to transfer the remaining embryos to another provider. Although an independent review led by Melbourne SC Fiona McLeod had been completed and recommendation implemented, Monash IVF is keeping its findings confidential, citing patient privacy.
A rare fossilised pearl, slightly larger than a marble, has been discovered in outback Queensland's Richmond region, with it being officially dated as over 100 million years old. University of Queensland's paleontologist Gary Webb, who verified the pearl, said, quote, "From a scientific point of view, it's incredibly valuable and extremely rare," end quote. Professor Webb also said discoveries such as the pearl help scientists understand how fauna adapted to changes in climate, saying, quote, "By looking at how ancient biology, ecosystems, and individual communities adapted to things that were changing around them, it gives us a better understanding of how modern biology reacts as well," end quote.
In national news, residents in the Western Australian town of Perenjori are celebrating after the opening of a new local supermarket for the first time in 7 years. The town, located about 340 kilometres northeast of Perth in Western Australia's wheat belt, took out a $1.5 million loan and cashed in $500 worth of disaster recovery funding to get the project off the ground. The previous grocery store was closed in 2018 and destroyed during ex-tropical cyclone Seroja. The new store opened officially on August 8 and has eased locals who previously had to travel to Morowa, further to Geraldton, or even as far as Perth for shopping, depending on the items needed. Recently retired Shire Chief Executive Paul Borden said he was proud the town would be given back an essential for daily life.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he does not want to get into semantics over categorising South Australia's devastating algal bloom as a national disaster, but will provide support as requested. Albanese announced $6.25 million in federal support. This includes $4 million for local government for grants to assist those local communities who are dealing with these challenges, $2 million to enhance CSIRO monitoring and data collection of marine heat waves, and $250,000 for algal bloom-related research through the National Environmental Science Program.
Moving on to our international news. The following story mentions content which some may find disturbing, so listener discretion is advised. A federal judge has rejected US President Donald Trump's bid to unseal the grand jury transcripts from Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking case. This comes as one of the steps the Trump administration is taking towards apparently promoting transparency. Judge Richard Berman, the third judge to reject the request, describes the move as a distraction, noting that the approximately 70 pages of transcript is dwarfed by the over 100,000 pages of material currently held by the Trump administration. The Justice Department disclosed to Judge Berman that the only person to testify to the grand jury was an FBI agent, whose testimony was noted by the judge as, quote, "mostly hearsay." This follows the increasing animosity towards Trump, who has failed to fulfill his election promise of releasing the files, with critics, some of which are now his own supporters, doubling down on the president's alleged involvement with Epstein.
For your weather today, Brisbane has started to rain with a chance of a thunderstorm, so keep an eye out. it's just dropped from 20 degrees to 18, which is expected to be today's maximum. There is no fire danger today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
You're listening to Talking Zeds on 4ZZZ.
You're listening to 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. My name is Heather, and my guest today for Talking Zeds